noticing a pleasant sensation. You can take half a minute or more with this practice, with your eyes open or closed. It's fine to do it along with other activities, but in the beginning, you'll probably get a better sense of it if you first stop whatever else you're doing. Here we go. 1. Have. Find a pleasant sensation that's already present in the foreground or background of your awareness. Perhaps a relaxed feeling of breathing, a comfortable warmth or coolness, or a bodily sense of vitality or aliveness. This sensation could be subtle or mild, yet it still feels good. There may be other sensations or thoughts or feelings that are uncomfortable, and that's all right. Just let go of these for now and bring your attention to the pleasant sensation. When you find a pleasant sensation, move into the next step. 2. Enrich. Stay with the pleasant sensation. Explore it a little. What's it like? Help it last. Keep your attention on it for 10, 20, or more seconds in a row. Come back to it if your attention wanders. Open to this sensation in your mind and body. Without stress or strain, see if it can become even fuller, even more intense. Enjoy it. Let the pleasure of this sensation help keep it going. See if you can embody it through small actions, such as shifting your body to breathe more fully or smiling softly. 3. Absorb. Both during the second step and right after it, intend and sense that the pleasant sensation is sinking into you as you sink into it. When you're done with this practice, see how you feel. Get a sense of what it's like to take in the good. If you weren't able to notice any pleasant sensations, either you were overwhelmed with agonizing pain, I hope not, or you just need to try it a few more times. It's natural to have difficulties with the first step of taking in the good and easy to underestimate it. When working with your mind, it helps to have a gentle yet persistent spirit of exploration. Keep looking. If you can't find something positive right now, maybe it will arise a moment later. The music of experience. Listening to a song, you can hear different parts of it, such as the vocals, guitar, piano, and drums. Similarly, your experience has different parts to it, including thoughts, sense perceptions, emotions, desires, and actions. At dinner earlier tonight, before writing this, our son and daughter were laughing together affectionately. The song of my experience included thinking how much they cared about each other, seeing their happy faces, feeling contented as a father, wanting them to always love each other, and leaning in toward them to bask in their warmth. Often you'll take in an experience as a whole. When I hike in the hills near my home, the beautiful views, the sense of vitality, and the pleasure in being outdoors all blend together. But there is also value in learning to tune into the separate parts of your experience. Becoming more aware of all aspects of your experience gives you a greater sense of integration, of inner wholeness. Plus, it enables you to turn up the volume, as it were, on different parts when you need them. You could focus on a thought that other people's happiness is primarily up to them, not you, a sensation of easing in your body, an emotion of calm, a desire to be less perfectionistic, or an action of unplugging from emails. Staying with one part of your experience brings you its benefits in the moment, plus helps it sink into your brain, which makes it easier to call up again in the future. So let's take a tour of the major parts of your experience and the rewards they could offer you. See if you can find something in each of these parts that would be good to bring more to mind. For instance, you could focus on the feeling of gratitude if you've been disappointed, or the sensation of relaxation if you're stressed. Thoughts. Your thoughts include factual knowledge, ideas, beliefs, expectations, viewpoints, insights, images, and memories. Some thoughts are verbal, mental self-talk, while others consist of imagery or a blend of words and pictures. Many studies demonstrate the benefits of cognitive therapy focused on changing thoughts for the better. For instance, in my mid-20s, I realized that I had been a nerd, not a wimp, while growing up. This was a very important thought for me. A woman client once walked into my office, exhaled slowly, and said she'd been thinking, "It's not my fault that my husband's an alcoholic." This thought helped her stop blaming herself for his drinking and helped her confront him more directly. It's good to take in thoughts that are true and useful rather than untrue and harmful. These good thoughts include seeing yourself, others, the past, and the future more accurately, understanding how your actions lead to different results, and putting things in perspective. While thoughts are, of course, important, in general, we especially enjoy or suffer what we sense and feel and want and do. Therefore, the practices in this audiobook emphasize these more embodied parts of your experience.